Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. Put those earbuds in, turn up the volume, because it's the time for another edition of Double Take Sports Talk with the Watch Brothers right now.
All right, so let's go over what we got. Here's the headlines from the NFL and MLB.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Double Take Sports Talk with the Watch Brothers.
So, Double Take Sports Talk. Until
then. You're like, he does what's going on.
Shout out.
It's just a quick note before you do. We was trying to do this recording last week, and we kind of had to play defense, so it kind of changed, you know, in a way on how we did this podcast last week compared to right now.
Yeah, last week was insane. We had a storm that blew through here, and me and you had no idea to the extent of how bad it was.
We didn't even hear anything.
No, we first off had these in. Second off, we already have noise cancelers in the room with fans and TVs. And we had no idea how bad this storm impacted the area. And we right in the middle of this recording, then boom, everything just as the internet went down. No lights went down. It was just
the internet.
And it was just, it was, oh, man, it was nuts. Had to go into the living room and actually sit down and do a face-to-face with mics on. We really had to play defense last week.
Yeah, we had to. It was terrible.
Yeah.
And it kind of put us behind on other things that we needed to do. It was just a hot mess.
Yeah.
It was insane.
So we're kind of feeling like the Packers and the Lions and the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Falcons and Buffalo and Miami and Baltimore and Cleveland, Houston and Pittsburgh, Tampa Bay and New Orleans, Tennessee and Cincinnati, oh, Dallas and New England and San Francisco and Arizona and Seattle and the Giants. We just felt like them all last week playing from behind the ball and just could not get anything going. And at one point, feeling like the Colts. We did do a comeback, but determining if it was actually successful, I would call it a successful comeback and
I agree.
Win of a game. But the Colts, on the other hand, didn't have that, you know, particular
intensity.
Yeah,
and I mean, they fought back. You know, they did what they had to do, but you know, it was it was different.
It was different. Yeah. So while we're talking about defense, let's go over some of these scores that the defense didn't show up in. Thursday night, the Lions and the Packers, the NFC North division rivals, Detroit 34-20. Atlanta and Jacksonville, Jacksonville 23-7 down in London. Miami and Buffalo, AFC East, Buffalo 48-20. Denver and Chicago. Denver 31-28 from a bounce back from a 70-20 embarrassment. Baltimore and Cleveland, NFC North. I'm sorry, AFC North. Baltimore 28-3. Pittsburgh and Houston. Houston 30-6, which I'm very impressed by. To only allow Pittsburgh's offense 6 points to an AFC South team that really just, you know, kind of was just like in and out. But, you know, CJ Stroud just.
He played.
Yeah.
He balled.
He's balling more than Anthony Richardson. So a lot of these quarterback rookies are starting to show up now. Now it's starting to be week four and starting to get, you know, a little intense because before you know it, next month it'll be Thanksgiving and then it'll be a playoff spot at that point. And, you know, it's going to be very interesting at that point.
Yeah.
Minnesota and Carolina. Minnesota 21-13. Of course, I talked about it just a second ago. The Rams and the Colts. The Rams 29-23 in overtime. I will say that I did watch that overtime game, and the Rams came out and played like if it was the first quarter, while the Colts played like if it was the first quarter themselves.
Yeah.
Actually, the first half, really, to be honest.
Yeah, they did.
Down 23-0 going into halftime to come back and tie the game. But then they just went right back to first quarter mode, the first half mode. And that kind of just was like, what happened to this defense that really, you know, came together and you know, stop the Rams defense. I mean, stop the Rams offense. And I think a lot of that had to do with, I'm going to botch this gentleman's name because I can never get these names correct. Puka Nacke.
Yeah, let's just say Cooper Kupp Jr.
Yeah, that man, he I think he was the reason why they was up 23-0, even though Matthew Stafford didn't even throw a touchdown in that entire game right up until overtime.
He's the reason he's the reason they won the game. Yeah. Period. He's the reason.
Yeah, he's the reason they won the game, but he was the reason why they also was up 23-0, and Matt Stafford stopped going to him in the second half, which
yes, he
is
did.
The part of the reason why they came back. Nine yeah. receptions for 163 yards and a touchdown.
The Colts figured that out.
Yeah.
They figured it out, but then he had to turn around and make asses out of them, and he did just that in overtime. So that just completely just fixed everything, and he just played a phenomenal game. Mm-hmm. He's by far one of the best rookies that has shown out so far this season.
Yeah, considering that, you know, they don't have Cooper Kupp. So right. that when Cooper Kupp.
That gives him time to heal, too. So yeah,
that's not something to worry about on their behalf as a, you know, a right. receiver spot. But as a team as a whole, it gives them a lot to worry about because, mm-hmm. you know, they down on the hole 2-2 now. So it's, you know, right. one of those things where you got to be, you know, you have to recognize that, you know, you do need a lot of your stars as well.
Right, right.
Tampa Bay and New Orleans in the NFC South, which I do not like predicting these games. Tampa Bay 26-9. NFC East, Washington and Philadelphia. Philadelphia 31-34 in overtime, which I'm not shocked, but I am concerned that they are the NFC East division rivals and that Philadelphia had this game close. You know, right. Part of me would not understand that, but at the same time, you have to understand that this is a NFC East division rivals. So yeah. even with them having the record that they have, which is, I believe, is 2-2, you mm-hmm. have to look at the Washington Commanders and say, oh, this is an NFC East team and their division mm-hmm. rivals. So it's just like
you have to take them seriously.
You have to take them seriously. Eagles yeah. have to take everybody seriously in the NFC East. You can't yes. just go and just say, oh, this is going to be something that's going to be easy to go through. It's the same thing with the Colts in the Peyton Manning era. You had to take every AFC South team seriously.
Yeah, because they could figure out Peyton Manning more efficiently.
Yeah, especially when you play them twice a year. You got to yes. be able to figure it out. And yes. you got to be able to stay focused. You know, with the other teams, it's not so much of that, but you really had to focus on that behalf. So I was kind of yeah. shocked by that, but at the same time, I wasn't.
Right.
Tennessee and Cincinnati. Tennessee 27-3. The Chargers and the Raiders. Chargers 24-17 in the AFC West division rivals. New England and Dallas. Dallas 38-3. Man. Gosh, I got to look at this real quick. Mac Jones threw two picks. 12 for 21, 150 yards. He was insufferable. I mean, couldn't get a chance. Ramondre Stevenson, 30 yards.
I don't even think Ezekiel Elliott got a lot more touches than Ramondre Stevenson either.
Well, I'm not understanding this. No, he did not get a whole lot of touches.
No.
He did not.
No.
Yeah. It was Ramondre Stevenson with 14 and then Ezekiel Elliott with 6. Mm-hmm. Ramondre Stevenson did better than Ezekiel Elliott. And since when did he go to New England?
Who, Ezekiel Elliott?
Yeah.
Man, that was earlier last month or August.
It was never them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he signed with New England.
I don't think Ezekiel Elliott was the problem.
No, I'm just saying that, you know, the way that Ezekiel Elliott is, it's amazing on how he just got got less touches than Ramondre Stevenson. I just found that odd.
Well, the thing is that, like I said, I don't think it's an Ezekiel Elliott thing. I don't think Dallas's Cowboys issue is Ezekiel Elliott. Actually, Daryl, what I'm going to do on that is I'm going to throw a Daryl Watch the Second card here and as much as, you know, a lot of people talk about the Colts and their struggles, everybody like to pick particular departments they like to blame. You blame the owner. That's what I'm doing with the Dallas Cowboys. I'm blaming the owner.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. No doubt. The owner. Because there is very rarity of owners being blamed for, you know, performances that's going on.
Right.
If you're keeping connecting with the same program,
right,
to say the least, if you're connecting to the same program and it's not working anymore, something has to change.
Right.
Ownership. Right. It has to change.
Yeah. No doubt.
And a lot of people will fail to see that. And some people would see that. But then there's a lot of people that will fail to see that because they don't think they're the problem. They always blame the coaches, or they blame the quarterbacks. They'll blame the defense. They'll blame the players that are actually performing. But sometimes you really have to look deeper inside the roots. It don't have to be the coaches. It don't have to be the quarterbacks, defense, none of that. It can straight up be ownership. And in this coach situation here, it's Jim Irsay. Now, from what I understand, said Jonathan Taylor be back.
Yeah, I did.
Is he still on the trade block? Yes.
Well, I did see that he practiced on Wednesday.
Yes,
will practice on Wednesday.
He will practice on Wednesday.
From my understanding, according to Alexa. Yep. Coach running back Jonathan Taylor ankle to return on Wednesday. That was yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Moving on. I'm sorry.
No.
The last of these games here, Arizona and San Francisco. San Francisco 35-16.
All right, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. Madden 24.
Go for it.
Yeah. Pretty much the same thing, but it wasn't that big of a blowout, but it was pretty much the same, you know, result on that behalf. I did lose. I think I threw three or four picks, maybe two touchdowns. Let's see. San Francisco moved to be 4-0, and I believe they are also 4-0 in Madden 24 as well.
Lord.
Yeah, I know. Scary.
Wow.
So I'm looking at this box score. Joshua Dobbs threw two touchdowns and no picks and only got sacked once. Brock Purdy only threw a touchdown as well, but only missed one pass.
Brock Purdy is doing quarterback things.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
He is.
He is just right now just balling phenomenon.
Yeah. Because it's not just him when you think about it. When you got a balanced offense to be able to run the ball and throw the ball, Christian McCaffrey, 106 yards on 20 carries and three touchdowns. You know, and Brandon Unnick, a dude that I tried to convince you to get in fantasy last year.
It was too late, though. It was too late.
I'm like, you got to get this dude. We could easily replace him with one of these receivers that we got on the bench and at least reserve him. He had 146 yards on six receptions.
Okay.
And, like,
and you know what I would have did? And I'm going to tell you. Here's what I should have done. My egotistic ass should have gotten rid of DeAndre Hopkins and got him instead.
Are you crazy?
He sucked within the last few weeks.
Okay.
I had to change that.
Okay, and I agree, but there was other players you could have got rid of in place and kept DeAndre Hopkins. I know that he sucked, but at the end of the day, he could have at least been reserved on the bench just in case.
How many points he would have given us at that point? At the first half of the season, he was good. It was like when he came off suspension, he did good.
He did.
Perfect.
He did.
Perfect. He was wonderful. He did those wonders. But then it just started slowly twiddling down.
Yeah, it did. Yeah,
I don't think I would want to keep him as a good old reserve.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would have rather kept someone else.
That's true. And yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's one of those things. So with Madden 24 as well, with me, I didn't stand a chance against them. You'll see that game on Sunday right after the actual game is done. That video will be posted out as well if you want to see my.
I thought that video was out now.
No, not that video. Oh, wait. I'm sorry.
San Francisco? Yes, it is.
I'm sorry. I am thinking of next week. I'm sorry. It's out already. It is out. It came out right after the game was done, around 7:45. So you can easily go on there and take a look and see how bad that performance. Well, I'm not going to say it wasn't as bad, but, you know, I did manage to do some things. But with Kyler Murray, I just struggle with an improviser quarterback. I really struggle badly, as you can see.
It happens.
And then Fred Warner didn't make it any better for me.
Yeah, Fred Warner.
Fred Warner, I think, got me. Matter of fact, in Madden 22, he got me 2 picks, and I think in Madden 24, I think he got me 3 picks. I gets on my nerves because he's good in zone coverages. I'm just like, I need a faster receiver to be able to beat him, but I don't have faster receivers to beat him. It's always tight ends that, you know, he's always guarding because he knows he got that advantage, and it ticks me off. It just ticks me off. Yeah. I'm just like, where's... Yeah. And then when I was like, when Christian Kirk and Madden 22 had the perfect opportunity to be able to beat Fred Warner, he decides he wants to curl at the last second on a smash and grab, and I got it picked, and it ticked me off. I'm like, why? You could have just kept running. You had 2 options. Yeah, this dude was right on your tail.
Yeah.
I'm just...
Some of these things are just goofy if you look at
Bruh.
It. This is goofy as hell.
Oh,
it's
man,
like,
goofy
bro,
is an understatement.
I mean, you look at these videos on how you see some of these receivers run their routes. It is so phenomenal on how they could lose their man just running simple routes that you could just easily just be broken down. And it's so phenomenal on how they do that. And that right there, what you said with that smash and grab, that's insane itself. So let's not even, you
and
know,
it don't make it
put it into consideration.
And it don't make it better that he is a smash and grab receiver.
Right.
That's his superpower. That's his super Absolutely. Factor, superstar factor is smash and grab.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one time he run that play where he can either curl or run a drag route, he decides he wants to curl. Just tick me off.
I don't even know what to say to you.
Ticks me off. That's all I can say.
Of course.
All right, the last 2 games, Sunday Night Football, Kansas City and the Jets. Kansas City 23-20. And then on Monday night, Seattle and the New York Giants, being Seattle, 24-3.
Damn.
Yeah, tell me about it. But that's pretty much all I got. Anything else you want to add?
Let me just put this out here real quick. I don't know if anybody, I know there's a lot of people paying attention to it. I don't know if you paying attention to it, dear. But if you believe, and how crazy that you cannot make this up, there is a 4-way tie for first place in the AFC South.
I'm not surprised because they all 2-2.
And the Colts got their first snatch.
I'm not surprised just simply because they got their first.
Hell.
Oh, no, Jacksonville should have gotten it. No.
Yeah, Jacksonville should have gotten there first.
Yeah, Jacksonville should have gotten there first, but I don't know how that happened. I guess, I don't know if Tom got anything to do with it. I don't know how they determined that. But.
And something else funny. Tennessee has yet to play a division rival game. That streak breaks when they play the Colts. Everybody else
next
is
week.
1-1. Yep.
Yeah, next week.
Everybody's 1-1 against their division. Tennessee has not played an AFC South division rival yet.
That is interesting.
Crazy.
Yep. Next week they play their the Colts down at the stadium.
Yep. They sure do. Oh, I hope that you know, they get some hell, and like how we had to when we was, you know, during the Peyton Manning era with New England Patriots and all this caught up with the Patriots cheating scandals.
Girl.
And New York Jets coming in there with their egotistic minds, and we're sitting there have to deal with their egotistic fans, and
Girl.
They acted like a bunch of jerks, and it's
Daryl, I cannot begin to describe the air the Tom Brady era and the Peyton Manning era. No. I cannot begin to describe how frustrating that era was when it came down to dealing with the fans. That was the hardest thing to deal with.
It was. You never caught a break. Never. At all.
Not one time.
You would go in there. It's just like when a coach is playing a team. It only had to be a AFC South team. It could be any team. They could go in there and be like, oh, yeah, we're going to go ahead. We're going to have a good game. Everything's going to be clean and smooth. Offense and defense is going to go to work, and this game be over before you know it. Man, we even try to do that shit. Mm-hmm. We get all kinds of hell. We get all kinds of hell.
Yeah.
We're sitting here dealing with people that cannot even act right in front of kids. And the kids are trying to have a phenomenal experience with the football game. Can't even do that.
That was the sad part.
That's the disappointing part of everything that was behind the scenes.
Yeah.
If people ever worked these NFL games, that is the worst.
Yeah. That's
the worst.
That's things that kids should not see.
It's the worst
thing ever.
You know, being part of that, I had to even put my ego to the side and start straightening some of these crazy fools out.
Mm-hmm.
It was just frustrating.
Well, sometimes, and not being funny, that type of job can't make you a threat target.
Believe me, I've been part of those direct targets, not once, but twice. I get it.
Yeah.
And the second one wasn't even an NFL game. It was a college game. That was a college game. The first one was an NFL game, but the second one was a college game. It's insane.
Can't win
it all. But yeah, I threw that out there. That's all I got to.
All right, that's all I have.
All right. So appreciate everyone taking the time to listen to us. We really, really appreciate that. Don't forget, we got YouTube. We've made a change in YouTube. So just listen up real quickly. We have put our gaming content on one channel and our podcast channel on the other. That has officially started. We have worked on that, and that is now into play. So if you want to catch our podcast content, you know, behind the scenes and, you know, Daryl's reactions and Darren's notes in the video podcast, you can check out the other YouTube channel.
Which directly should be at DTST.
It's DTST 2414. I think it's a couple of numbers behind that. You know what? Hang on.
There's no way we DTST. Can change that.
Yeah, we can change it.
I will.
We can change it.
I would actually rather prefer to just have it as DTST. But so.
Well, because our gaming channel is DTST 2414.
Right.
So the other one is actually at Double Take Sports Talk 8412. I'm going to change that point.
I think I'll do that because I got to get on here anyway. I'll change that.
No, that's all right. I got it right here. I'm changing to DTST.
Now, why in the world am I not able to?
Handle's already been taken, so we're going to have to.
Man, are you for real?
Yeah, our channel. DTST. 2414.
No, just at DTST.
Yeah, it's taken.
How's it taken?
I just put it in there. It said it's taken.
Somebody else must have it there.
Us?
I don't know how we got SDTST 2414.
Yeah, but we still can't use the handle anything that says DTST because we have that. I could just put Double Take Sports Talk instead.
That's fine. Yeah,
okay.
That's actually better, really, to be honest.
Okay. So I changed the handle to at Double Take Sports Talk. So you can check out our all of our podcast stuff there, and then you can check out the gaming content on the other channel. Okay. So other than that, you can also catch us on social media, Twitter and Instagram. Well, X and Instagram. X is at DTST2414. And Instagram is Double Take Sports Talk. Or The Watch Brothers, one of the two. Can't remember. But until then, I'm Daryl. Daryl's right across from me.
Yep.
All right. Thank you for listening. And until then,
ciao.
Ciao.